Puget Sound has dodged a budget bullet. The White House wanted to eliminate funding for cleaning up the sound. So far, the Republican-controlled Congress hasn't seen things the same way. KUOW's politics reporter John Ryan reports.
President Trump's efforts to weaken the Environmental Protection Agency have gotten a lot of attention. But in the federal government, Congress has the power of the purse. The House of Representatives Budget Setting Committee has voted to cut EPA funding by $500 million. That's a lot of money, but it's about five times less than what the Trump administration had called for. The White House had proposed to shrink the EPA more than any other large agency. EPA funding for Puget Sound appears to have escaped any cuts. The House Appropriations Committee has rejected Trump's proposal to kill funding for Puget Sound recovery.
We fought really hard to make sure that these cuts weren't included in what came out of our committee.
Democrat Derek Kilmer of Gig Harbor says the entire delegation from Washington weighed in on behalf of Puget Sound.
Despite the all too frequent partisan bickering, that's a commonality that we have, Democrats and Republicans, and I think that sets the table well for us to try to do the right thing and ensure that this important body of water is protected.
The White House had also wanted to get rid of a salmon recovery program for six western states. The House has that program also slated to receive full funding. Tribal leaders say much more is needed to keep Puget Sound and its salmon runs healthy. Congress watchers say the final federal budget will probably be similar to what the House committee has approved. In Seattle, I'm John Ryan, KUOW News.